Hi, you're on. Wait, don't tell me.
Hi, this is Rebecca Bronner from Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, hey, how are things in Louisville?
They're fantastic.
And what do you do there in Kentucky?
I'm a pulmonary nurse practitioner.
Okay. You're doing medical care. Do you enjoy that work?
I do very much. I've been doing it for a long time now.
Well, that's great. Well, welcome to the show, Rebecca. You, of course, are going to play our listener limerick challenge. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here is your first limerick.
There's no gravity here on our base, and of hominess, there's not a trace. So we are all loving this new high-tech oven. We're going to bake cookies in...
an outer space.
Yes,
that's right. Space is the answer. This week, a zero-G cookie oven was launched to the International Space Station so astronauts can enjoy warm cookies and make mouth-watering ice cream sandwiches with all their dusty astronaut ice cream. The device, which is basically an easy-bake oven that went to Harvard... allows for zero gravity baking by pressing the raw cookie dough between two fixed sheets, as opposed to the traditional method of pressing it directly into your mouth. This is, by the way, the first time the astronauts have been permitted to bake, as crumbs present a hazard. They float around, they get lodged in the equipment. NASA solved that problem by ensuring that all of the space station's cookies are oatmeal raisin and therefore will never be eaten. Here, Rebecca, is your next limerick.
While some pizza toppings don't trouble me, these flavor pearls cost me a doubled fee. This must be a joker. Fresh hot tapioca? This pizza's new topping is...
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
It's a hard one.
It is very hard.
That is really hard.
It's really hard. It's pizza with bubble tea on it.
Yeah. Bubble tea?
I know. Now, if you don't know, maybe you don't. Bubble tea is the trendy drink that combines sweet milk tea with tiny balls of snot, and Domino's is getting on board with their new bubble tea pizza. According to Domino's, the pie is cheese, honey, and tapioca balls in a hand-tossed crust, which is important because when you are handed a pizza covered in wet tapioca, your first question is always, but... is the crust hand-tossed? All right. You can still win it all, Rebecca, if you just get this last limerick. Here we go.
This is national bear propaganda. My dog never made that demanda. In his black and white dye, my chow hound will cry. They are making him look like a...
panda.
Yes, a panda.
Yes.
One.
A cafe in China will dye your dog to look like a panda for only $200. They dye 70 to 80 dogs a day, which is the easy part. The hard part is training them to eat bamboo instead of their own vomit. Now, this service is provided at a panda cafe, which is really a dog painted like panda's cafe. But judging from the pictures... it's pretty convincing. The dogs really look like pandas.
Yeah, they do.
So the good news is we finally fixed the problem of endangered species. It's easy. You just dye all these dogs to look like whales.
Is that place called Panda Express?
Oh, that's nice.
Bill, how did Rebecca do in our quiz?
2 out of 3. She won.
Congratulations. Well done, Rebecca.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.